This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Welcome back. Chucky's coming to you live on 106.7 The Fan. We're going to get back to the NCAA tournament. Coming up at 9 o'clock, Chris Caputo is going to join us, head coach at GW. He can tell us what he thinks of our picks. I'm trying to get it up on X, on Twitter here momentarily with our picks so you can kind of play
Chris
along.
Chris Caputo in his third year at GW got 21 wins, so he had a good season. Lost, obviously, to George Mason in the A-10 tournament, but they're going to the Crown. I don't know if they call it the Crown Invitational. It's a new postseason tournament out in Vegas.
Georgetown's going as well, right?
Yeah, and they're playing Boise State. Doesn't start until end of March. So
March 31st, yeah, Boise State, GW.
Got a couple weeks, but yeah, we'll get his take on that game and obviously on the brackets.
All right, so this is off of G-Men HQ. So it's a Giants-based website, but okay. It has to do with the NFC East. And it's written by Matt Sidney, who has his opinion of the five worst moves by NFC East teams. And he includes the Giants in there.
Okay.
Starting at number five, he thinks that the Eagles forgot winning in the trenches won them the Super Bowl. So what does he mean by that? They lost Josh Sweat.
Mm-hmm. Gone. Arizona.
He's an edge. They lost defensive lineman Milton Williams.
Signed for a big bag with the Patriots. I believe he's making about $26 million a year.
And then people talked about their offensive line being the best, if not the best, one of the best offensive lines in football, helping Saquon Barkley have such an amazing year. They lost Mekhi Becton. Mm-hmm. He's on the Chargers now. So did the Eagles botch it a little bit by abandoning what got them to the dance, which was winning in the trenches?
I don't know if I'm going to kill them for this, because this is what happens every single year with Super Bowl teams. Mm-hmm. Other teams start circling around and coming in and trying to pick the carcass of the Super Bowl winner to try to reduce them and take their best players away. I think Howie Roseman has done enough with that roster over the last few years where, kind of like we have faith in Adam Peters here rebuilding this roster, I would have faith in Howie Roseman finding guys that are going to be cheaper, younger alternatives, and I don't think the Eagles are going to take that big of a step back.
Really?
I don't think they are.
What's the consensus on it?
I'm not saying that they're going to repeat as Super Bowl champions, but I still think they have to be the favorite in the NFC East heading into 2025.
They might be, but they just can't
take
enough hits to not be nearly as dominant. Then it opens it up for everyone.
Maybe. I just feel like with whatever depth he's accumulated there and the players that they're going to add through the draft, that they'll be able to overcome these losses.
They still have a really good roster, and they decided to, out of all those guys, to give money to Zach Bond.
Right.
So they did retain one of their guys. True. And they also gave Saquon an extension.
Mm-hmm.
So
they just re-up Lane Johnson. They added like another year to his deal.
I think so, yeah.
So I think he's signed through 2027.
Right.
So like they look.
But like you said,
you have to prioritize. You can't keep everybody.
Correct.
And you can't pay Milton Williams what he's going to make out on the open market. You can't pay Josh Sweat what the Arizona Cardinals were willing to pay him if you want to keep all of your other pieces intact.
Yeah, I mean, when you, like you said, when you win a Super Bowl,
yeah,
your top free agents are going to get paid,
right?
Probably overpaid.
Mm-hmm. That's what tends to happen.
And they decided, all right, out of all those guys, Zach Bond's the key,
right?
And let's give Saquon an extension because he's also the key.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know. I mean, I don't know if I'd, I don't know if I would put them in one of the five worst moves. It's going to have to wait and see how it plays out.
I mean, I think they take a hit. I still think they have a strong team.
They got a very strong team.
What's the consensus sort of like of all the so-called experts or whatever? Do they think that, I mean, this
I think
is just
still
GM,
the favorite.
This
they're
is just GM HQ.
Yes, I think the experts still believe they're an overwhelming favorite.
Still.
But that maybe some of the teams like Washington are catching up.
Right.
But they still have the Eagles as the favorite. I feel like all these experts are sleeping on the Lions. Now, I don't know that the Lions have had this amazing offseason, but I mean, they did get smashed by Washington in the playoffs.
Well, they upgraded their secondary. They signed DJ Reed.
Yeah.
Sounded like it was coming down to the Lions and the Commanders. Lions just gave them a better deal.
The Eagles are still the favorite in the NFC to get back to the Super Bowl.
Right. Despite all those personnel losses.
So, number four, these are the worst moves in the NFC East. They have the Cowboys trading for Kair Elam, who they say they gave up a 2025 fifth round pick and a 2026 seventh rounder for a cornerback who barely saw the field and ranked, get this, 127th out of 129 cornerbacks in pass breakups.
Oh, that is a low ranking. Again, this is what happens when you let Jerry Jones run your team. He will give assets for players that generally are looked at around the league as not worth giving up those sort of assets for. Same thing with Jonathan Mingo. I think he parted with a fourth round pick for him for a guy who washed out in Carolina after just a few years. So Jerry Jones, continue to run the Cowboys. Please keep doing what you're doing. It's a good thing for the rest of the teams in the division.
Is Elam going to start? Is he even going to be a starter? I mean, I assume if you're going to make a trade like that, he would be.
Well, remember, they also traded for, during the season, Jonathan Mingo.
Mm-hmm. Right. Yeah. I just mentioned that.
Yeah.
And
terrible.
Look, I mean, is Elam just going to be a depth guy? Because they still have Bland. They still have Diggs there. I know Diggs is coming off an injury, but.
Right. That's what I mean. I mean, I don't know if he's going to be slated as a starter. Possibly. He's young.
Sticking with the Cowboys, they have the third worst move. It's really kind of a non-move, but he writes, they have broken Micah Parsons. Said, this isn't about letting DeMarcus Lawrence and Chauncey Golston walk in free agency. It's about Dallas's inaction completely has sent Micah Parsons into a spiral.
Well, that's like an online spiral they're referring to, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
He got into the social media spat with Lawrence. He said he's fed up with the Cowboys front office.
Oh, he's actually said that? He's actually now pointing fingers?
This is the way that this guy's interpreting it. He's interpreting it. He said that he's made it painfully clear he's fed up with the Cowboys front office.
Right. Does this mean he'll be disgruntled? And they haven't given him his money yet, right?
No, he has not signed a deal yet.
I'd give him almost anybody. I would be size for him.
Of course you would.
I mean,
you're Adam Peters. You would trade whatever you could for Micah Parsons.
Other than
Jaden Daniels.
Yeah.
His number two worst move is the Commanders cutting Jonathan Allen to save money, only to sign Javon Kinlaw.
That's the one that everyone's head scratching.
Everyone's irked by that.
There must be something to it that we don't understand.
I think people just look at his numbers since he's been in the league. He just hasn't put up gaudy numbers, and a lot of that's due to injury.
Yeah.
And, you know, like the Niners basically just gave up on him.
I was surprised at the contract that he got.
I was a little
surprised by it.
Yeah.
But they're either like spectacularly stupid, which nobody thinks.
No.
or they know kind of know what they're doing, and maybe they had to overpay a little bit just to secure him.
They probably know it's at least a slight overpay.
But they know the numbers are over. I mean, there's nothing they don't know. They should know exactly what they're getting.
They've got a vibe. They've got a vibe.
They've worked with him.
They got a tingle. No. And he's going to come back.
It should be better than a tingle.
They've worked with him. They know him.
I understand.
Multiple people on the staff. They know what they're getting.
They do. I'm just saying. And I'm going to trust Adam Peters and Dan Quinn.
I still think he deserves the benefit of the doubt.
Until they swing and miss.
Yeah.
And you can argue that the Marshawn Lattimore thing is going to be a swing and miss.
Well, that so far has been a huge win. They're 0-2 on that one. Like, as far as
Lattimore,
like,
or
yes, they're at the batter's box. Boom, strike one. Boom, strike two. Like they're,
but again,
they're choking down.
Again,
now. They've got open. They eat out a single.
Like I just said about the Kinlaw, they've got a vibe that Lattimore's going to be back to where he was. That's why they made such a significant trade.
Or they're just being stubborn, and they know they gave up a lot, and they're just hoping against hope. That would be my argument.
Did you see what Kinlaw said when he was talking about joining the Washington Commanders?
I remember reading some comments.
He says he's going to try and lose weight.
Yes.
It feels like he was heavy.
Which also makes you wonder, that goes back to, well, now that they signed someone that admits he was out of shape.
That's what they're doing.
And
Debo, same thing.
The rationale was that they were going to move him potentially maybe to their elephant end position.
What's going on with that Niners cafeteria? loading dudes up with
starting
with the elephant end, though. But the elephant end is bigger than an edge who might be 250. So he's 320, 330,
so
whatever he is. Let's say he wants to lose 10 pounds. Right. He gets down to 310. That elephant end would still be a lot bigger than a typical edge.
I mean, I guess for him, that's like 1.5 meals and one dump.
I mean,
like 10 pounds for Javon Kinlaw.
Right. It's 1:16:8 intermittent fasting.
Yeah,
deal.
He's good.
Yeah.
Speaking of which, so, you know, we're going to get a dog in the fall. And yesterday, one of my neighbors.
You sure about that? Why don't you just go goldfish?
One of my neighbors was walking his dog.
Yeah.
And, it's right after soccer practice wraps up, and we had driven there. It's only a couple blocks from my house, and Isabella loves petting the dog and everything. I was like, do you mind if she walks back home with you?
Right.
She's a couple of houses away, and I'll drive back with all my equipment and stuff. And when I get back, my neighbor goes, had a really great conversation with your daughter. She told me the kind of dog she wants, how she doesn't want a dog that has big poops.
Okay. I mean, you're just going to be cleaning up big poops if you have a big dog. It makes sense. It's kind of a thing.
He learned a lot. All right. Your number one worst move. And again, this is from G-Men HQ.
Ooh. It's got to be the Giants.
It's the Giants not figuring out the quarterback situation.
Well,
it says they've hitched their wagons to Aaron Rodgers.
Isn't that a little unfair? Because they're picking so high that they could solve their quarterback problems by selecting a quarterback.
Correct.
Right.
I guess, but didn't they apparently talk to or maybe offer Aaron Rodgers money? So they're in Aaron Rodgers hunt.
I think
there are three teams in the Aaron Rodgers hunt.
They're a quarterback thirsty team. Like a lot of other teams in the league.
But again, I think if Rodgers had signed with the Giants, I think they would have drafted a guy at 3 and let him sit for a year behind Aaron Rodgers.
Maybe. Or they draft Travis Hunter.
That's true.
And help their receiver room with Malik Nabers, help their corner room.
Is Tommy DeVito currently the only quarterback under contract on their roster?
Yes, sir.
Yeah, so I think he's it.
Right. They're obviously going to do something.
Yeah, of course.
They're not going to start Tommy DeVito in week one.
Well, if they started him and he was their plan for week 1 through 17,
no one's going to go to those games.
The biggest tank job in the history of sports.
Yeah.
I read that the Patriots seem to think differently of Travis Hunter than most. Most expect Travis Hunter to be primarily a corner, receiver secondary. Patriots see him primarily receiver, corner secondary.
Hmm.
They want Drake May to have a stud, and they think he's a stud wide receiver.
Well, he is. I mean, he's a stud player.
My argument is always whatever position. It's hard to find corners, but
I don't know.
Is
it? We say that.
Maybe, elite.
Maybe they feel like they've got a couple good ones already, and they need more help on the offensive side.
Right. Where is Hunter? What? Where is he projected right now?
Third or fourth?
Third or fourth.
Yeah, I'm going to say top five.
Right.
Kind of depending on what team it is.
Right.
What receivers have the Patriots? Did they sign anybody in free agency?
I'd have to double check.
They signed a bunch of guys, but they didn't sign a top flight receiver.
They signed Mac Hollins.
Again,
they didn't sign a top flight receiver.
He's like a third or fourth wideout at best. Yeah. I think on most teams.
Yeah. So they. Yeah, you could obviously slot him in there, and he'd be their number one guy.
I mean, probably. Their wide receiver room right now is DeMario Douglas, Kayshon, is it?
Booty,
okay. Hollins, Jalen Polk. Like, they could add another receiver or two to that mix.
Yeah, Travis Hunter would be.
He would fit right in. Yeah.
Yep, and Mike Vrabel's a guy who played both ways. He just caught a bunch of touchdowns, right, as a tight end.
Sure.
Primarily a linebacker.
Yeah.
I can definitely see him going for a guy that can play both ways.
Because the Patriots have one of the best corners already, because they've got Gonzalez. Mm-hmm. And they went out and signed a guy.
Carlton Davis. They added him to the mix.
They signed Carlton Davis from Detroit. Mm-hmm. I don't know how good he is, but currently he's probably their starter. So maybe they feel like they're fine at corner, and they need more help on the offensive side.
Definitely.
We'll see.
All right, so that was kind of the top five worst free agency moves, and the Kinlaw deal seems to come up a lot for all these analysts.
I'm actually rooting for that one to show. That one needs to work out.
That one needs to hit.
That one needs to hit almost more than some of the others. I like that they signed another tackle, right? It looks like somebody maybe fill in for Cornelius Lucas. He was with the Chargers. I guess he originally signed as a free agent with the Ravens, I think. They let him go.
Foster, Sorrell.
Yeah.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Hey, it's Gemma Spegg, host of the Open Mind original podcast, Mantra. Every Monday, I'll bring you a new mantra, a simple yet powerful phrase to help you clear your mind and stay grounded amidst the chaos. I'll also share some personal stories, journal prompts, and a weekly challenge to bring each mantra to life. Follow and listen to Mantra, an Odyssey podcast in partnership with Open Mind Studios, available now on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
So, supposedly coming out of high school?
He played 11 games for the Chargers last season.
Oh, yeah.
But it was only 40 offensive snaps.
Yeah,
47 on special teams.
I think he played
teams.
In 35 games total.
He was with the Ravens. He made the practice squad. He's been a practice squatter.
Right, but I think he does have 35 game appearances. That could be wrong.
I see only 3 career starts.
Yes.
I don't see the total games, but...
I thought I saw 35.
You might be right.
What's interesting about him, and I know we got to go break, but... He was like a 5-star, they say, coming out of high school. And then I think he went to Stanford and then had injuries.
He did.
And then he had COVID problems. And then so he's a guy who clearly has raw ability, or at least.
Hey, he's a big dude, boy.
He just hasn't found his niche yet. But maybe he could be that versatile combo guy, depth guy that they're looking for.
Maybe.
Good help. We'll see.
Added some depth.
6'7", 325.
Remember, coming up at 9 o'clock, we'll get back in the NCAA tournament. Chris Caputo, GW's head basketball coach, joins us here on the Junkies.